Leon Daf Ein Gimel Amid Aleph, by the small Aleph of the Ein Mishpat. Tana Rabbonon, Keitzad Shoilim, how, what is the Seder, how they ask from the Urim Betumim, Hashoil Ponov Klape Nishal, Vanishal Ponov Klape Shchine. The Kohen Gadol was wearing the Urim Betumim. He is facing the Urim Betumim he is facing the Choshen that has the Urim Betumim in it, that has the Ksav, the Shema Mefeire, Shebesecha Choshen, and that the Gemara calls Shchine. Hashoyel Oimer Erdoif Achrei Hagdud, Vanishal Oimer Koyamar Hashem Alei Vahatzlach. Reb Yehuda Oimer, Ein Tzorich Loimer, Koy Amar Hashem, Ela Alei Vahatzlach. Ein Shoyalim Bekoil, the Shoyal does not ask Bekoil, Shenemar Bishoal Loi. V'loi Mahar V'sisun Rashi, V'shoal Loi. Loi Mahar B'liboi, Shenemar V'shoal Loi Lifnei Hashem, אלא כדרך שאומרו חנו בתפילוסו, שנמה וחנה היא מדברס על ליבו. Let us see Rashi. השויל מלך אוי אב בזדן, פונוב כלפי נישל, כלפי קוין. And the קוין גודל is כלפי שכינה, כלפי אירום ותומים, ושם המפיירה שבסייך החיישן. V'sho'al loy, mashme loy levadoy, she'ein she'meya elohu. Now, let us go a little further, we'll come back to this Rashi. And then we have a posik that ein mahar beliboy, elo yoytze bisfosov mahu shoyl, she'nemar v'sho'al loy b'mishpat ha'urim, ושמח לוי על פיו יצאו, כי בהוכי ושאול לוי השויל על פיו, שמייצי דבורים בפיו. Is the Menachem Eshev Nefesh learns Pshat in this Gemara, the Rishash wants to be mitzadid, maybe this is Pshat in the Gemara. Let us work backwards. Did we have a mine that Hiru should also help? And how do we know that Hira doesn't help? So, because it says, v'samach loi, v'sho'a loi, al-piv. The shayla has to be al-piv. So what is pshat in the first loshen, in the first drosha? Ein shayelim bekoil, shenemar v'sho'a loi. So Rashi said, v'sho'a loi, mashme loi levadoi. So who is this loy? Shein shemeya elohu. So the Menachem Eshev Nefesh says the loy in the who is the shoyel. That is shad v'shoa loy. That the shayla, the kain also didn't hear. The kain didn't hear the shayla. V'shole mashma loy levadoi shein shemeya elohu. That the shayla is only to the shoyel. No one else hears the shayla. So the Gemara had a very good Avamina, so Hiru should also be good. If the Kohen doesn't hear, so why do they have to enunciate the words? I can be Mechashiv the words. And then we have a Droshim, Alpiv. No, but the Shaila has to be Alpiv. Therefore, it's very good that the Gemara is Medame Techane, Behimedaberes Alibo. Fakert also, it was Bepio, but no one else heard. Ein shoyalin shnei dvorim ke'echot. The shoyal does not ask two shaylas at a time. Ve'im shoyal, if he did ask two shaylas, ein magzirin ela echot. So he's only answered on one shayla. Then he'll have to ask again the second shayla. Ve'ein magzirin loy ela rishe. They only answer him the first shayla. Shenema hayaskiruni ba'alei kilo biyodoi. will the Balikila give me over to Shoal? Of the first Shaila, Hayeret Shoal, will Shoal come down? V'yemar Hashem Yeret, and the Siddur Bain Shul answered one Shaila. The Gemara v'amrit emarziren el arishen, you said they answered the first Shaila, here they answered the second Shaila. And with the Gemara, David Shal Shalai Keseida. David asked wrong. Virziru Lai Keseida. They answered the first Shaila which should have been asked. First Yeska Shaila Yeret Shoil, and then Yeska Shaila Yaskiruni, will they give me over to Shoil? The Kivin Sheyoda Sheshoil Shalai Keseida. So, because the Tshuva was Yeret Shoil, Chozar Vishoil Keseida. Then he asked the second Shaila, Shenema Hayazgiru Bale Kila Oisi. Vesanoshai Biyat Shol Vyemer Hashem Yazgiru. Vim Utzrach Adov Olishnaim, if it is necessary to ask two Shailas at once, there will not be time later to ask the second Shaila, then Marzirin Loishnaim. Shenema Vayishal David Bashem Leimer, Ha'erdoif achi ha'gdud hazeh ha'asigenu, was a shayla of Radifa and Hasoge, v'yeyim alei Radoif ki ha'seg tasig v'hatzel tatzel. Now the Gemara says, let us see Rashi. Shnei dvorim ke'echot, elu la'acha she'eshiv olei ala rishin, shoy olei ala sheni. Shaloi keseida, oy eloi lishel, ayeret shol, ayaskiruni. That should have been the seida. Lafika reshivu al haroi lishel rishin, yeret shol. Imrutzrach lishnem ken shoy adovon nochutz, ben shahus lahamtim, kegoin haerdoif, haasigenu de tziklak. Because memele then both are answered at once. Now the Gemara says, "Va'af al pi shegzeras novi chayzeres, gzeras novi is chayzer, gzeras urim v'tumim ein chayzeres." Shenemar b'mishpat ha'urim. So Rashi says, "Gzeras novi chayzeres, kegoin shel yoine ben amitai." Shenemar b'mishpat kedin she'ein chayzer. Let us explain this. Like this, we have a klal. The Rambam and the Drosh HaSaran say this klal, that by Nevuah, Be'emeson, Nevuah should have been flexible. That means if the Novi says that a Dovo Toiv will come about on this nation, on this person, and later became, or they became Chaitim, so it should become this battle. The whole Nevuah was, if he deserved it, if the matzav changed, the Nevuah should become this battle. The same way by Adova Ra, if their matzav changed, they did tshuva, so also the Nevuah should be in this battle. That was Lamaisa by Ninveh. Ninveh Nepoches, and they did tshuva, so it wasn't Nepoches. Now, the Ran and the Rambam explain that the Rabbi Shalom wanted an oifen, how to prove who is a Novi Emes. So the oifen habirur is that a Nebu L'Toiv is Einei Chayzer. So this Seder is because of a different reason. We should know to be Mavchen if he's a Novi Emes and not a Novi Emes. But when we don't have this Tzorech, he's not a Novi to Klal Yisrael, so then a Nevuah L'Toiv also could be Chayzer. The Ran says, Amoyer de Kedrosh, he says, Yitzchak was a Novi, he gave a broche, V'yiten Lecho, and there was a broche to Yaakov. He says, the broche was never in his kaim. Zayzak to Drosh Saram. And it became bottled because Klal Yisrael wasn't zeichet. This was on the Vul Etoiv. They won zeichet to that for the kiyum of this Nevuah. since Yitzchak was not a Novi for Klal Yisrael, so the Seder did not apply to him. So by Yitzchak, Afilu Anavu L'Toiv also could become bottled. Al Koponim, this Seder of Bitlabala, but that's Zichr Anavu L'Ra, Zichr can become bottled. So that is Davke by Nevuah. But by Urim V'Tumim it says Mishpat, Mishpat Urim, so there is a Chaymer of Mishpat, Kiddin She'enoi Chayza. I thought perhaps we could explain a little what the, why the Malyuse, why the Urim V'Tumim in this Prat is even better than Nevuah. This is a Dova Hachloti that doesn't change. The Chazal tell us in Medrash that why was Aaron Zeicher to the Urim V'Tumim? So the Medrash says, Leiv Shesomach B'Gedulas Ochiv is Sehul B'Zeicher to be Leivish to Urim V'Tumim Aliboy. As I state in Medrash. The Ran and the Droshes explains this Medrash. What did Chazal, why did Chazal see if have to give us a reason why Aaron was zeicher to the Urim Betumim and the other big de kohune? We don't have reasons. On this we have a reason. Leiv shesomach begdulas ochiv yilbash Urim Betumim aliboy. So the Ran says in the Droshes a beautiful beer. He says, Be'emesin, by Klal Yisrael, there was Moshe and Aaron, and each one had their own tafkid. Moshe was the Amud HaNevuah by Klal Yisrael. He was the Novi Hashem, the ambassador from the Rebbeinu Shalom to tell us, see this. Aaron was the Amud Avoida by Klal Yisrael. Each one had their own tafkid. So Chazal had a Mordek Akasha. So Chazal had a Kasha about why was Aaron Zeicher to the Urim V'Tumim. And the Ran explains, it's a machlokes harishonim, but al-kaponim, this is the Shitas Haram. The Ran says that the Emerson, even though the Gemara says in the beginning of Yume, that by the second Beis Hamikdash there was no Urim V'Tumim, so that means the Ksav with the Shema Mefoirish was non-existent by the Baye Sheini. But the Kain was the Choshen. The Big Day Kohune is the Choshen with the Avne Choshen. That's Big Day Kohune. That's from the Shmoyne Begodim. The Choshen is from the Shmoyne Begodim. The Urim V'Tumim, the Ksav with the Shema Mefoirish that tells us see this, this has nothing to do with Avodas Kohen Gadol. Therefore, the Baye Sheini, there was no Urim V'Tumim, there was no Ksav Mefoirish, there was no Ksav Mefoirish. They weren't able to know us see this. But it had nothing to do with the Avoda. Urim V'Tumim is a Bechina of Nevuah. And that was Chazal's Kasha. Chazal era Kasha, wie kommt Nevuah zu Aaron? Here he's the Amud Avoda, wie kommt Nevuah? That was Moshe's Tafkid. How does it come to Aaron? And that the Gemara says, the Medrash says, Leiv Shesomach B'Gdulas Ochet. He heard about the Godless in Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Somach b'gdulas ochiv, there was no jealousy, there was no envy, there was a simcha. B'ro'acho v'somach b'liboy, and the Yalkut says b'liboy yosem b'piv, that means that the simcha was so great that his mouth could not, he did not have the words to express the simcha that he had b'liboy. We have to picture this. It's Amir de Kazach, the younger brother, he was the Novi in Mitzrayim the whole time. Now the other younger brother comes, he pushes him away, a guten tag, I'm the Novi now. And the somach beliboy, like this, udaveinenu, if we'd be there, mazel tov, so zaymet atzloche, the people given sehr gut, was tut sich beliboy, leider, me was all of that, chalom din shenem chas v'sholem, aber here the godless of Aaron was beliboy yoysam ibibiv. That the simcha of the lay was so great. So he was sameach with the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. So memeila leiv shesomach begdulas ochiv, see, he was given a darga of nevuah, which was in a prat greater than nevuah, fellow the Moshe Rabbeinu is. A nevuah could be chayzer. All nevuahs could be chayzer. The nevuah of the Urim V'Tumim is not chayzer.
And here's Adin Mishpat. So I once thought, why was he zoiche to such a nevue, that a nevue sheine chayza, a nevue that doesn't become nishtane. So it could be, the posik says, that is in the tzapeladike posik, v'ro'acho v'somach b'liboy. So the Torah wrote what's going to be. B'shas this posik was Shas Rabbeinu Shloim told Moshe Rabbeinu v'ro'acho v'somach b'liboy. Aaron didn't know about it yet, but Rabbeinu Shloim was saying v'ro'acho v'somach b'liboy. So there's a moiradike kasha. How could the Torah write something which is totally in asidus? I mean, here the Rambam is a kasha with Pechir and Yediyah. Good, but this the Torah should write. It should be Torah ready. A filu before Aaron was aware of it. So Vayist Ois, he had such a leiv toiv that there was no suffik. That means possessing such a leiv, there was no suffik that it be a hishtanis. And v'ker this leiv toiv, there would zicher be no hishtanis in the simcha. He zicher the. It was a habit to everyone that it can't change. That means that there's no tzad that it might change. So a leiv that there was no nishtanis whatsoever, that it will zichah never change, that was zichah to a nevue, which is also will also never change. That's why it could be it was zichah to the Urim Betumim, which has a din mishpat. Now the Gemara says further, Lama nikra shmam urim v'tumim, urim shem meirin es divrayim, tumim shem ashlimim es divrayim. So here the Gemara says, shem meirin es divrayim, meforshin es divrayim, mashlimim es divrayim, kedamoron ein gzeiroson chayzeres. So Meirin means it explains the Nevuah, and Mashlimi means Sefir Tuch the Nevuah. So it's very unclear, so why do we need two limudim that it's Eina Mishtane? First we had Mishpat, and now we have Tumim. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. Agavuche, the Ramban in Chumash says Pshat, that there were different kavonis that the Kohen had. We'll see the Bemes in the Gemara weiter, but also doesn't seem to stim with our Gemara. But the Ramban says there were kavonis that the Kohen was machashiv when the Shaila was asked, and when he's machashiv these kavonis, so the Oisius lit up. That is Urim. But with the Urim alone, there were Oisius that lit up, but he did not know how to be Mesada the Oisius. Then there were different Kavonis that the Kohen was Machashiv, and with these Kavonis he knew the Siddur of the Oisius. So that's how the Ramban says Pshat and Urim V'tumim. But Gemara seems to say, Akvan V'Rashi says Pshat and Gemara, Shemashlimim es Divreim, so Lochere, we have Teire said it in two Eifanim, that it's not Nishtane, Mishpat and Tumim. V'im Taima Begivas Binyomin Mipnei Ma'aloi Hishlimu. Why wasn't the Mashlim there? There was a Tzivui to go and be loichem, and they lost the Mohammed. So the Gemara answers, Heim shaloi bichnu im lenatzeich im lehinotzach. They were never mevare the shayla. They just said, should they go up or they shouldn't go up? So there was a Tzivui to go up. They didn't ask if they'll be matzliach. Bachreine shebichanu hiskimu, Shenema Pinchas ben Elozim and Aaron Oymed Lefonov b'yomim ha'im leima ha'oisi v'ilotzis l'mochome b'nei b'yomim achiyim echdal v'yomar Hashem alu kimochar atnenu b'yotcho. So it seems Pinchas ben Elozim said medaf heron the ganzazach, what is going to happen also, not only the anhoge of alu, So Pinchas ben Elazar said already that then there was a haftoche that there'll be matzliach. Keitzad nasis. What happened to the Oisius that the Kohen Gadol was able to see from this Oisius, says a nevuah? Abiyachen and Oimar boiltois. The Oisius bimkaimam were boiled. Reshlokish Oimar mitstarfois. So let us see what Rashi says. Loi hishlimu sha'amru alayhem b'shnei yomim rishaynim alu eilov v'naflu. It was the tzivui of alu v'naflu. Heim shaloi bichnu urim v'tumim. They weren't boichen durim v'tumim. If they'll be matzliach or not, loi pirshu lahem b'shnei yomim rishaynim alu v'atzlichu. They didn't answer. They didn't hear alu v'atzlich al alu eilov. Im lenatzeich, im lehinatzeich. Bachoyne pirshulem kimochor etneno biyodech. Now we heard that Rabbi Yochanan said boiltois. So Rashi says boiltois, ha oisiya is boiltois, ke goin ayin mi shimin, lamed mi levi, ey mi yehuda, loy ma alay. So those oisiyas that were telling the nevuah jutted out. V'chol achas eino zozo mimkoimo. It didn't move out of the mokim. Ela boiletes bimkoimo. V'hu mitzarfon. And he was mitzarefet. I mean, how to put it together. He was mitzarefet. The Marsha says, how did he know to be mitzarefet? So the Marsha says, they were boilet. Kiseder, that means that he had to watch the Seder. First the Ayin and then the Lamed and then the Hey. So he knew from the Seder of the Blite, he knew how to be Mitzarev the Oisius. That's what the Marsha says. Reishlokish Oimer Mitzarfeis. Starfish weiß doch heißt, that mamish, that the Oisius were mitzarev themselves also. It wasn't only Boiltois. They came together, the Oisius. They was able to read the tzir of Oisius. Fregt the Gemore, wo leksiv bohu tzadi. And in the names of the Shvatim, we don't have a tzadi. So memele, so how was there such a gilui of Hatzlach? Omar Rav Shmuel by Yitzchok, Avrom, Yitzchok, V'Yakev, Ksiv Shom. It said in the Wazoyski Kritz, in the Avnei, Hachoish and Avrom, Yitzchok, V'Yakev. In fact, the Gemara V'Oloi Ksiv Tes, Omar Rav Acha by Yakev, Shivte Yeshurin, Ksiv Shom. Shivte Yeshurin. Meisvei, in fact, the Gemara Akashe, Kol koyin she'einoi medaber beruach ha-kodesh. V'shchine she'ira olov ein she'alem boi. That you don't ask him if there's no ruach ha-kodesh and she'ine she'ira olov. She'ishol tzodek v'osoloi av yoso v'loi osoloi. She'nem av yal av yoso atoim kol ha'om. The Gemara, siyu ahavim misayeya badai. Let us see Rashi. Loi kosev tzadi b'chol ha-shvotim. Im tzorech lo kegoyim v'hatzol tatzol me'eichan bo. So how did they figure out, where did they get this message? Shrei shol tzadik shayyadovit berech minev sholom. Shneim avayal av yoser atoim kolom lave v'sanyi b'say da oylom v'shol bo'um v'tumim v'loi olso loi. Nistalik minakuni shenema bayal av yosa. Vidiktoni, the boy koin amedaba bruach a kodesh. Alma loy boiltais veloy mitstafe soy. The imke lama li ruach a kodesh. Why do you need ruach a kodesh? Ever the gemore, si yu ye have misaye koin bahadi urim vetumim. That is true. That means the Gemar HaChocha was other from Beltes or Mitzdarfes. But in order that the Urim V'Tumim should work, you needed a Koyin that's Shechina Sheira Olov U'medava Beruach HaKoydesh. That activated the Urim V'Tumim. Hilkach im Koyin Kosha Hoya V'Roi Lishrei Shechina Olov There's a bekannte word from the Vilna Goin. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos that Eli had said to Chana, Lama tishtakorin, that she was marich betvile, and he was choishet her, that she was a shikaira. The Gemara said, she told him she's not a shikaira. And she also told Eli, the Gemara says in Brachos, ein shchine sheira alecha b'lei ruach ha-kodesh boch. So the shaila is, why was she so sharp? What was the shakla v'tarye? So the Zamir the Kigoyin. So the Goyin said that Eli was wondering. She was Eishes Alkona, Chana Eishes Alkona, and she was Marich Betvilip. So it was a very modern zach. So he asked. He was wearing an Urim V'Tumim, and he asked Urim V'Tumim what's pshat, and the Oisiyos Chof Sin Reish Hay lit up or a boilet. And he read it, Shikaira. And so she's a Shikaira. So that's what he told the Lama Tishtakor. And Lamaise Pshat was Kisara. Kisara, like the Imoy. She's like the Imoy. Mekenanish Medamazain. And she chapped right away with Tutsach Lama Tishtakor. And so she told him that Ein Ruach HaKodesh Boch, Boivoy Shchinesh Sheira Lecha. She chapped. So she told him right away, you're not reading the correct message. Ve'ein shoylim elo lemelech. What was it? Lemelech and to Bezdin. Meno ani mili omar abebod omar krob lifnei elozar akoyin yamoy. This is speaking about Yeshua. V'sholoi b'mishpat hurim. Who is a melech? The pasuk is speaking about Yeshua. He was the melech. That he went out with Gans Klai Yisrael to the Muhammad. He also is a Schus Sheila. V'chol ha'eido zu Sanhedrin. Zogt Rashi, hu ze melech, tobi Yeshua mishtoikro, v'chol b'nei Yisrael itoi, mi shekol b'nei Yisrael itoi, lo tzeis le Muhammad achrov, that's the Meshuach Muhammad. Hadron aloch boloi koin gol. Zot te mishne weiter. Yoim akipurim osar ba'achile ubishtie, berechitze ubesiche, benilas ha-sandol ubetashmish ha-mita. Rasi Rashi, yoim akipurim osar ba'achile ubishtie, meforish begmore, tocholhani ikrui inui. Gabi yoim akipurim, all these are called inui, that means one that is money metash meshamite, it's called amoune, my son is benoisai, and in amoune from achile, the gabi yemi kippurim, hey inuyim ksivi, it says there's five ahani, hey habas, these are five inuyim, the shesiye bechlal achile. Vahamelech vahakalo yirchetsu es pneim. Zogt Rashi, what's the mail of a melech? Melech darkoi ushvochei liyois noe, shenema melech biyofoi sechzeno inecha. So a melech is muter berechitze. That's the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim explains, siche does not beautify the person. Maybe it's a tainik for the person. Nilas ha-sandal, he says it's possible to wear beautiful stockings, which would not take away from the yoifi of the melech. doesn't have to go barefoot. He can wear stockings, silk stockings, and thus, which it wouldn't take away the yoifi of the melech. Aber rechitze seems, rechitze does, if he's missing rechitze, or this picture, hat yema kippurim, is a mele, he doesn't look his freshest and his best, if he's not rochutz. So a mele, so he's mutter. Zmuta bachitza, vahakala, tzricha noi, ache ticha veval baila. We have to make that she should be mechava val baila, and one of the things which could bring about the schiva is noi, behoshlo ishim yem lechuposa, he kriya kala. So that's the zman to bring noi to the chosa. Vahachaya, Tinoil es hasandel, divrei Rabbi Eleza. Hachaye Rashi says, Yeledes, tinoil es hasandel, shatzine koshelo. She has difficulties in walking barefoot, so she's permitted to wear a sandal. Vachachomim oisrim. So Rashi learns, Pshat, divrei Rabbi Eleza, akulakoi. Melech vekalo vechaye, he was mater, a melech and kalo rechitz, and he was mater, nilas hasandel bechaye. Chachamim Oisrim, the Chachamim Asa. All three. Ha'oichel kikeseves agaso, komoyo uchigari noso. The person will eat the shir of a keseves agaso, which is a little less than a kebeye. It's a large fig. Kamoya ochigari nosa. The Mishnah Brura is Moira Chaira. The shear is the size of the Kesebis with its pit. So Lachaira, and that is the shear of Yisuvi Daito by Yema Kippurim. So he says it's very modne that the Mishnah hapt on a marshal of the shir achila kesevis agasa, and lechayr of a person will eat a kesevis agasa without the garin, you don't have the shir. With the garin, lechayr, the garin is not massive diet, it's not an edible substance. He's metzadet to say that, there are other tosfos that that the garin is also edible. Bahashoise Maloy Lugmov, or a person drinks Maloy Lugmov, chayv. Kol ha'oichlim mitztalfim l'kekeisevetz, v'chol ha'mashkim mitztalfim l'maloy Lugmov. The Taisus Yom HaKippurim wants to say, could be the chiddush is, that since the Yisr is Yisuvei Daita, perhaps one could think that by having a little of different minim, you're just teasing yourself, you know, but you're not really making a yisuvei daito. A person will think in yisuvei daito, you would need a chveis, a kesevis of meat, a kesevis of pas, but a little pas and a little meat. So it's telling us, afal pikein, they all will add up to a yisuvei daito. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. And kolamashkim mitztalfim l'maloy lugmov. Ha'oichel v'shoise ein mitztafen. Ha'oichel v'shoise ein mitztafen. It's also a shtikel ha'ore from the Taisus Yom HaKippurim. He's ma'oire the shini ha'loshen. We start off by saying kol ha'oichlin v'chol ha'mashkin. So we're speaking about chafetzim. Oichlim, kol ha'oichlin mitztafen. Chol ha'mashkin mitztafen. So it should have said, Ha'oichlin v'ha'mashkin ein mitztalfen. He should be consistent. Now he speaks about ha'oichl v'ha'shoise. Now he speaks about the pu'ula. So he wants to say, the Mishnah wants to be meramez, the Gemozgen say later that the tzir al-gabi yerek is mitztarif to the yerek. So the Mishnah is telling us why, because that's called, it's a nitbal to the yerek and it's mitztarif to the shir yerek, even though the tzir is a mashkin. But since he's an oichel, so memela, that's the way you eat the oichel. So Mele, so it says Ha'oichel v'shoisei mitzalfen. But if it would say Ha'oichlin v'amashkenei mitzalfen, it's not true, because Sir Agabi Ayerek is mitzalfen. That's why it says Kol Ha'oichel v'shoisei ein mitzalfen. Before we go to the Gemara, let us just see a little bit the Taisvus Yeshonim and the Mishneh and the Ram. The Taisvus Yeshonim says, Yeme Kippurim Osa Bachila Beshtiya Bechitza Besiche, Lachayra Mashme, Shkol Eilu Heinuyim, Chutz Meachila Beshtiya Midarabon. Number one, Midalaka Bukoris, Lach Bachila Beshtiya, Kedem Rini Begmore. So, I mean, if the Einish is on the Nefesh HaShalei Se'une V'Nichesa, so if all these fall into the category of Inuyim, so they should be Koris by, if a person is Reichet also. And since there's no Koris, so by Istachis, it's not a real Inuy. So the Rabbon and the Ki Inuy. Min HaTayra the Inuy is Dafke Achilo Shtiyah. And began, Midisharina LeMelech V'Kala Lilchayt. What kind of heter is this according to Rabbi Lezer? That a melech and kala, melech v'yofyei techzeno, kala l'chava v'al baylo. The Gemara says, v'shiyesh chatotim b'roishay soch kedal kivayne choishes. No, l'mi say, yes, l'rafuet, v'alatainik. L'mi shiyodo mechloches betit v'tsoye, l'ilchayt. So l'chayre, so why is the chois? Why would it, so how, why is this mutu and matanis of the reise? Miu kolhani ikilitchui. But all these rayas we could slug up. The first raya, she'ein kores elo ba'achilo ishtiye, she'yesh boi ibud nishome. Kedemrine b'gemore. The Gemara darshins, Vanefesh ashaloisa une, vavati es hanefesh ahi. So the Gemara darshins, when is there vavati es hanefesh ahi? When it's a loisa une of ibud nefesh, the Rashan Teres Kainim says, Amir de Kipshat. Why didn't you fast? Because you were afraid that if I'll fast, I might get sick. I might be ma'abid my nefesh. So memele, so the reason you weren't a mu'une, you were afraid of ibud nefesh, of your ibud nefesh. So memele, that'll be the oynish. Vavati yes hanefesh. You won't gain anything from not eating. Al koponim, the Gemara darshins that the issa koris is an a inui that could bring to ibud nefesh. So then there's a midah connected midah. So it could be all inuyim are awesome in atayre. But the Einish of Koris is on a bitul inui of ibud nefesh, so it's no rai. Fine. That's on the first rai. Vigam, now what's with the second rai? Why is a melech v'kala mutter berechitze? Why is a chai a mutter benilus asandl? The gam ain also min atayre al rechitzes kol gufay. Min atayre the iser is kol gufay. Vesichas kol gufay. Vehilkar, so here we're speaking about poneo, a melech akal yichutz wes peneyen. Odo soch chatotim beroishoy. So it's not kol gufay. So therefore it's only an iser de rabbono. Vehilkar mit rabbonon leigozor bahani. So therefore, it's only awesome. Therefore, it's only a drabonim because it's not called gufoy. Vilkach vidrabonim legozo bahani. Now, on this tikkul Taisvus Yeshonim, there's a kasha that the Ergodla Mishnayis asks, and the Eimik Broche is the same kasha. L'chayre, we're going to have soon in the Gemara. Machlokes Rab Yochanan Reish Lakish of Chotz Yishir Azosa min Atayra, Chotz Yishir Azosa min Drabonim. According to Rabbi Yechner, Chotz Yishir is also min ha-Toyre. So if it's also min ha-Toyre, so the Shaila is, so what is Pshat in this Teretz? The Teretz is that min ha-Toyre you have to wash kol gufay. So Mamelo, Chitzes Ponim, is only Adarabon. Adarabon, and so they, so Heimomru, they were makel by a Kala, by a Melech. That's very good if you hold it Rish Lakish, but you hold according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Chotzei Shiras also min HaTorah. So then we have a problem. There are two terutzim, which one teretz the Godel wants to say, one teretz the Mekbrocha wants to say. The Godel wants to say, there's a, this is a debatable statement, but there's a Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi says that the whole issa of Chotzei Shir is only by Yisuri Achila. We learn out from Kol Chaylev. By other Yisurim, there's no Isser of Chotzei Shir. Only by Yisuri Achila. So Mamela, according to the Chacham Tzvi, it's Gevaldik, it's very poshut. So Mamela, here we're speaking about the Isser Rechitze, Siche. So Mamela, there's no din of Chotzei Shir. The Emek Brocha wants to say a very lomdische and perhaps debatable teretz. There's a lomdis that the gedder of Chotzei Shir, which is also, is pshat is that be'emison, let us just spell it out, by Yisuri Achila, by Chaylev. It's a svara to say that if a person eats a chatzi zayis chaylev, that's also called his eating. The Torah says you have to have a sheer zayis. So by eating less than a zayis, you did not eat the shir, so it's a chotzi shir. So you're doing the aveira, which the Torah asked, you're eating chaylev, but you did not eat the full amount. The full amount is a kezayis. I ate less than a kezayis. I ate a chotzi shir. So the that's also min ha-teire. So the issa min ha-teire is you're doing the maisa aveira, but you did not do the complete shir of the aveira to get the malchus or chorus, whatever it is. So then it's also min ha-teire. So for doing the maisa aveira without the shir chiyu, it's also min ha-teire. So the Emek Bocha wants to say that by the inui of rechitze, pshat is that there's a certain refreshness that a person gets when he washes his body. Rechitze is called gufa, it brings a certain, the body becomes refreshed. So he wants to say, rechitze's ponov is not pshat is that I'm also refreshed, but it's not, it's a felt nashir. Felt nashir, that means that, I didn't do the complete shir of refreshness. He says rechitzas ponov is not I'm not doing the same thing by rechitzas kol gufoy. It's not a shir. I'm not even doing the pu'ule. If one becomes refreshed, or he's called a mu'une, if he's not rochutz, so a person who is not rochutz and he washes his face, then his whole body is needs rechitze, so it's not called he refreshed himself, but he's missing a shir. It's called he's not doing bechlal me'en the isa. So therefore, there's no isa of chotzi shir. That's he wants to say that is pshat in the Tosfos Yeshonim. Then let's skip over a little bit the rice which in Agei, the Mishneh. He says later, V'oid midom ha'hoche v'achaye tinnelas ha'sandl. So that he shlugged up early. So he shlugged up, it could be it's min ha'teire, and the reason they were matter because it's the holy souls of Chitzes Kol Guf. V'oid midom ha'hoche v'achaye tinnelas ha'sandl dilu abeleza v'chachomim ha'isrim. Al kochoch leke sakone mida osun rabona. Al kochoch, there's no sakone since the rabona nasa. Keinechi shoy rabelezer. Kivin shine ila sasandul osun min atayre. So how was rabelezer matter for achai? If the sakone is nefoshes, so let, if the sakone is nefoshes, what's the svar of the chachomim? So kochoch, this tzine is not a sakonis nefoshes. If it's not a sakonis nefoshes, what's the reason of Rabbi Lezer? Weinirli de Bahochi pligi, that's good for the machloikis. The Rabbanon, oschinilos a sandal, minatoire, so there's no heter for a chai, Rabbi Lezer Shori. The gam einir loimer, another eitze. The vade nilis manol, also minatoire. Avo sando in osel mit der Rabbono, lochi pligi bebe chaye, lochi loket manol ala sando. Very interesting. He wants to say that nilas manol is a de reise, a shoe, a sandal is a de Rabbono. Memele, and this the Rabbono, the shaylas will they matter for a chaye. But he also doesn't like this. Boy, the sign ila kama bigmore, tinoikis mutorin bekulom. Tinoikis amuta bekulon, chutz mimano vesandal. That, so, what is pshat? That one is permitted to wash tinoikis, amuta berechitze, rechitze is called gufam damuta. Mano vesandal is also maskin in the cholmidi, the ispe revise latinic, everything which brings about the giddle of the tinic, loigozri rabbonon. Mash meshein kan iser elamid rabbono legozri rabbono dimi deraise. So to say gabitino lechmiru, they should have said bye bye lechmiru, and it says legozru gabitino lechayer zera kain yirli nedagdik mikol eilik defrashti lechmishen nuim eina elamid rabbono. Now let's just see the Iran. They say this to Keran. So kaponim the faces yishonim. But the raya from that what rechitzes muta by a melech and kala, that what nidus sandals muta by a chaye, and that what rechitzes muta by tunaikis, like goes the rabbana vaystays, the chomei shinuyim is the rabbana. Let us see the Iran and daf aleph, the dafi harif. Yom Kippurim osa b'achilo b'shtiye, so the answer is b'forosh b'gmor d'chol hane ikri inuy. Gabi Yom Kippurim chamisha inuyim ksivi, ani chamishim habetz osa chamisha d'shtiye b'chlal achilo. Mabashir b'gmor b'chiktoni osa d'mash b'afilo b'achilo isure d'ika v'koros leka chatsi shir koi d'haynu b'achilo pochus mikikai sebes ובשתיה פרחס מלוי לוגמות. דיינו שיראיק מה שנכתב לפנינו בסייעת הדשמי. אבל הלוי חול ככסבס, הישויסה מלוי לוגמות, קוריס נמי מחי. ובאין דוח כולו. And all the other inויים, דהיינו רחיצה ושיחה, נילוס הסנדל ותש משמיטה, איסורי דאיקלה וקורס לק. Now, brings down the machloikis harishen. V'yesh mi sho'im ha'oi dahani midarabona ba'al mehuda osri. This is only osa midarabona. V'af al gav de begemore mafkilo mikroi, smach de ba'al menino. V'haynu, so since it's only osa midarabona, de mekelina bu, v'amrinen ha'melech v'akala yichetzu espaneyem, z'nanami ha'chayetina lesa sandal divrei b'leza, v'chachamim oisrim, midi osri rabbonon akoch b'daleke sakonon askinin, v'yisto nilus asandl midi reise eich isho rabbeleza, v'gemora nam yemrinin de mish yesh lech atotem b'roisho isoch kedake v'ne choishes, mish yodem ulchochu b'tito b'tzoyer, eich etz kedake v'ne choishes, v'yisicho chitzu da reise dino, eich mekalina buochi, elavadi midi rabbonon ino. V'haynu nam yedamrinin b'gemora hani chamish inuyim keneget mi, interesting lotion. The marine can get me, the marine menola, mash me the rabbananino. The boy elim yeshlem, shum remes minatere, kach hello betaismus. Vikoshali, so the ran asks on this sheet, midetoni bigmore, aval pisha omru osa, lay omru onish kores elala oichel vala shayse vaisam aloche bilva. That means a psachidish, even though it's also, but there's no din kores. Vim isa dani nu yachini midarabonam baalmanini heicheshach lamemabu lay omru onish kores. That really so the rice and amileka. Lefikach hoya nirali. So therefore, from this raya, the kulamidarais anino. Everything is also minatoyre. Elo. So now we have the first problem. So why were they matter for a caliph, for a melech, for a chayyeh? Elo, the given the law bechlal inuye dechsibi bekrob behedye beirais aninu. Lemaisa, this is not the pashta dekro of loisa une. Elo mi ribuye de shabosay no. So we learn it out from shabosay. The chadisa begmore. Kili tvei. So it doesn't say beferish this isa. We learn it from a ribuy. Umisoron hakosub lechachom. So memela tan isa de eraisa. And but the Torah gave over to the Chachamim to be mevare the gedorim of these isurim. Veheini kilu ben kvim asheru v'itiru kol. So memele, so it's mason the Chachamim and they were mat. V'itiru kol she'einoi nasa letainuk. So here the Ran says a different hagedorim. That memele that the isur the eraisa is if it's osi letainuk, that's the isur the eraisa. And if it's not osi letainug, some emele, so it's mutaminatayr. V'chein da'asa Rambam zal beperik alef milcha shvises osir, tekulu midereis aninu. Everything is midereis. Elod lemachavroli hod desanye lekamon. But now the Ran gets stuck. So everything is good. The iso dereis is davke l'shem tainug, and therefore, By the melech and the kala, it's not l'shem tainik. Oh, the sanya l'kamon, hatinoikis mutorin bekulon, chutz mine'ila sasandlu. Umuchach begmore, du mutorin bekulon dekoma, hainu de mutar l'gdoilem, not that they're permitted to do it, de mutar l'gdoilem l'roichatzon, Filosoichom, Kamoishna Forosh Allah, the Hebis Yata Dishmai. For Hani, now if we're speaking about Rechitzis Tinoikis, Vadai Latinic Obdilu, this is Zichel Latinic. Bimonin Hani Minayu Chadioim Loi Mistakni. There's no Sakonis Nefoshes if they won't get washed today. Vimi Diraise, if you'll say, that rechitze is also minatayrim. Rechitze shotainik eichi shori vaksiv loisoichlum vakori bei loisachilum lahazeg doilum alaktonim. Vektaran amayradike kash. We learn out from the loisoichlum that it says by dam and shrotzim loisachilum. That is an iser the araise to give a cotton macholas asures. Even though cotton oichon nevele is in besen mitzuvel afrisha, that means he's not doing any avere, but al koponim, if a godol is macholim, there's an iser the araise. So frekter do, so luchaira, how is a cotton permitted to be marchitz and socha? How is a godel permitted to be marchitz and socha cotton? Void mit the posik vetoni atinoikis mutorim, bloi ashkechinon beshum duchte chinuch bahani, ked ashkechin betainis. That means, by tainism it says, when you start tainis shois, by achila, there's a din of tainis shois. But by rechitze, there's no din chinuch whatsoever. Mashme sha'ad sheigia lepirkon, mutorim bekulam, that means till a day before bar mitzvah, the agodol is permitted to wash them. Bafilei de gdoilem. Ubish loime idarabononinu shapir, shekoshu letzolche shel tinik, af albi sheigia lechinuch, machilen oi so yisem idarabona filo beidaim, kilochapek yoitzei doifin gabiktane shenod rabailo mefilo. This is a meridik ran. It's brought down b'shem harajba also that there's no iser loisachilum by an iser darabon. It's not so poshet. The ran and Shabbos is not so poshet about this nekuda. But here the ran names on for dover poshet by an iser darabonon revise de tinik. It's mutter. There's no iser. There's no loisachilum. So memel is good why one is permitted to be reichet zakot. Eli amret midi reisen inu, but if you say it's minatoire, eiche shori. So how is it permitted? So the Ran brings a raya. So since that it says that he's permitted to be roichet zakotin, so the Ran falls off from everything, and he's machir that it's also midrabon. Now, the Chochma Shleimer, Reb Shleimer Kluger, Meir Chaim, asks a meirdike kasha on this Ran. He says it's mavur late in the Gemara that one is permitted to give ktanim to eat. Now, what happens with the leis achilim over there? What is with the leis achilim over there? That's the Chochma Shleimer's kasha. Here he reps an eitze the Ran. He said it's the whole issos at Rabbana. But achilu zicha osa minatayra. What happens with the leis achilu? And by Emerson, there's a tshuva from Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer HaYosha. But in Tam and Sefer HaYosha proves from that thing that you're allowed, you're permitted to give ktanim to eat, that there's no issa leis achilu by something that is a machol shel heter. That means that he tainis the whole issa of leis achilu is only by dvorim asurim, by dam, by shrotzim, there is a leis achilu. But dvorim amutorim and this man is goyrim, there's no leis achilu. A very big tumul in this nekud if one is permitted to give ktanim to eat before kiddush. There's a lois achilum. It's a zweiter, this man is goyrim, it's dvorim amutorim, and this man is goyrim. Aber al koponim, the Ran seemed to hold that there is a lois achilum, even though it's, that's dvorim amutorim, which is neser al yedei this man. So, zeshver, the kasha of the Rav Shleimer Kluger and the Ran. It would seem that the Minchas Chinuch also bothered this kasha. Minchas Chinuch and Simon Shin Yud Gimel Ois Yud says Amuim de Kizach. The Minchas Chinuch seemed to understand that one is permitted to give a cotton to eat is out, the heter is out pikuach nefoshes. Let me just say over the lotion of the Minchas Chinuch. He says, Ish acher osa lahachel le cotton bi yadayim kechol isurim shebeteire kiven sheyochel is hanois. Venire Da'af kotten sheyochel is anais l'shois, b'shoa shehu yochel is anais, oso l'achiloi. De b'shoa shein tzorech lechel, haveloi kemoi kol ha'isurim. It's a mu'im de gezach. Let's say a little further. V'nira li, this is the loshna minchas chinuch, da'af bekotten gomo, tekef mamish, b'shoa shenoilet, Also, lachiloi raka tzorichloi, avoloi yoisa. Ach bekotten koze I efshel tzamtzim. You can't be mitzamtzim, so how much you don't know what he needs or he doesn't need, so then you're allowed to give a kotten on noilukas, avol kotten poches mi ben ches. Ach de ein ma'anin oisoi, mi kol mokim, vi yadayim also lachiloi im oichel ayoim, V'yochel Isbael osa l'achiloi b'yadayim. This is the amuim deke chumre of the Minchas Chinuch. Let's be megashim what he's really saying. He's really saying that, let's say one has a yingle, an 8-year-old, he's talking to him about v'pochas mi ben tes, and he finished, he ate. Then 10 minutes later, he comes to his father. The father brought a peckle to shul that he shouldn't bother him. So he wants some candy now. So the father goes and takes the candy and gives him. Okay, back, let me daven. So according to Minchas Chinuch, now this, he just ate now. He doesn't have to, this candy is not, there's no shiloh whatsoever on this candy. Bochair, according to the Minchas Chinuch, it's also a merdike chumra of the Minchas Chinuch. And the Minchas Chinuch zeichens zu Aran in the beginning of the Perek. So it seems the Minchas Chinuch had this ha'ore, that the Rav Shleimer Kluger's ha'ore, And the Beschinnach said a teretz. The teretz, the heter is als pikuach nefoshes. The heter is als pikuach nefoshes. And ain't a chanami when there's no pikuach nefoshes. It's, there's taken no heter. And it comes out, there's another chumr. There's a moiridike chumr comes out according to the Minchas Chinnach. The Chinnach says also, afil achoyle, she yesh bei sakon, if he ate already. And now, he doesn't have to eat anymore. And he'll eat now, so he says he's chayev koris, because there's a iser ini b'chol rega v'rega. He's mechuyev to fast. When he has to eat, he has to eat. When he doesn't have to eat, so memela, there's a chayev koris. So it comes out, which is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but it's amir de kehore, it says, ma'anim es ha'tinoikis. So you ma'ane them. How? It's the inui. So the inui is, if normally he eats 9 o'clock in the morning, you'll strip it off another hour, 10 o'clock, fine. What happens after 10 o'clock? What's the next suda? So, l'chayra al pi cheshbin, if the next suda he eats 1 o'clock, now he should eat 2 o'clock. L'chayra the din ma'anim l'shois, and the Vada gives according to Minchas Chinuch, that be'etzem, the whole heter is a heter of pikuach nefoshes. Now that's Chazal understood that he could stretch it out. Till Ches, he can't stretch. Till Tulabentas, he can't stretch it out. But later, he can stretch it out. But al-Koponim Taka, you have to stretch it out. Al-Koponim, so this is L'chayre Pshat and Daran. So we have over here Amachlikas HaRishonim. The Taisus Yishonim holds that the Hei Nuyim is at the Rabbonon. The Rambam holds that the Hei Nuyim are a Deraisa, but it's a Deraisa only if it's Terech Tainug. If it's not Terech Tainug, it's at the Rabbonon. And the Ran was Machiach that it's at the Rabbonon, because it would be a Deraisa, then there would be an Isser of Lois Achilum. And since there's no Leisachilom, Baistachos, it's Adarabon.